Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
There's something unique about the Comrades Marathon run last week, Sunday. Apart from it being the 99th marathon and a whole new set of world records being broken, the determination to just participate requires sacrifice, commitment, and dedication. Just conquering the big five hills of KwaZulu-Natal is an achievement. Doing it for a cause makes it all the more meaningful. My guests now are Comrades runners and representatives from the Malka Ella Fertility Fund. And that includes Dan Stillerman, previous Comrades runner and main 2026 Malka Ella Fertility Fund team member, as well as Hayley Poger and Emmanuel Gerson, Comrade runners. Welcome and thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks, Cherise, and welcome to all your listeners this afternoon.
So it's been 1 week, just less than 1 week. Have you recovered?
I'm on the process to recover, the road to recovery.
Yeah, the little intro gave me the start line goosebumps, and being on radio for the first time definitely highlighted the start line anxiety. But it was an incredible day, and I have never seen so much support en route from Malka Ella. Every single corner that I turned, there was someone with their orange t-shirt screaming, which was just unbelievable.
So, Dan, let's bring you in here. You didn't run this one, but you have run many before, and you are a firm supporter of Team Malka Ella. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, thanks, Cherise. Great to be on the show. I haven't run many Comrades. I did the last 2 years. They've got a great retention program. They give you a back-to-back medal if you run your first two in a row, but they didn't do a back-to-back-to-back. So I thought this time I'll actually have a rest and be on the sidelines supporting, which was a lot of fun. But they also say that supporting is harder than running. But for me and my fiance, Kaylee, it actually wasn't the case, because we schlepped my Vespa down to KZN, and we actually were scooting around. So we didn't have the problems of the traffic and the road closures and the parking stories, because there were some supporters of some of the Malka Ella runners who actually spent about 14 hours in the car and hardly got to see their runners. But fortunately, there was a lot of support still. We were at about 33 kilometers at Hillcrest, and we surprised a lot of the runners. They weren't expecting us there, so we're screaming their name and running with them and taking photos and videos. And often it's not even really about giving them a drink or something to eat, because there's so much of that along the way. It's more just the energy and the spirit and lifting people and shouting their name and, you know, taking a picture. And it really, we got great feedback. It really lifted a lot of people. And then we were at 64 kilometers alongside the Chabad tent, where Shlomo Weiner and his Chabad crew were actually supporting their 28th comrades, which is quite crazy. I think they deserve a special triple green number when they get to 30. It was a lot of fun. The energy was fantastic. There was so much support. It was just a great day all around for an amazing cause. I mean, Malka Ella does phenomenal work supporting couples and families in the community.
Okay, so just before, and I do want to get a sense of what it was like and also hearing more about from you two, but the Comrades sounds like quite a balagan from a spectator's point of view. How do you find where you need to be, and how do you support, and how do you find your space along the way?
Yeah, look, it's difficult because obviously you can't drive or ride on the actual route, so you've got to go on the highway, and then there's a lot of traffic. It was a big advantage that I had actually run twice, so I was quite familiar with the route and the turnoffs. But you also got to plan. So we were actually on Howard's show last week, and I mentioned the fact that I used AI to actually build a cheat sheet for supporters, and I offered that, and some people took me up on that. So it helps to plan. It helps to go early. You've got to know where you're going. I suggested to Malka Ella that next year we actually have a Malka Ella gazebo where there's a pin and everybody knows to go to that one point, and all the runners will see us clearly. So maybe that's for next year. It can be a very, very difficult, stressful thing, because you're tracking the runners on the app. There were 38 Malka Ella runners, plus I knew quite a few other runners. So I was just getting pinged by the app nonstop. And if you don't know where you're going and you're fighting the traffic, it can be exceptionally difficult.
Sure. Let's bring you in. You said you had nerves at the opening. Tell me what it was like for you, Hayley.
So it was my eighth one. It was my third up run. And I just remember the pain on poly shorts. And my head kept on going to that point. You always hope to try run poly shorts, but it's a real challenge in its own. I totally agree that Malkaela should have a stationary point. Along the route, my particular club did. And it's nice to know exactly where you're going to meet them en route. And Comrades is about camaraderie. It's not an event that you do independently, even though it is obviously your own body getting across the line. But just to see people and friends and have your name shouted and know exactly where you're going to see your support crew, it's what drives you forwards. And when I got to Shlomo, the love and the screaming and just the fan club that was waiting for me just drove me halfway up Polly's. I can't vouch for running the whole thing. The anxiety is always, you know, that it's a roller coaster of a day. It's not short enough that you can have an incredible race the whole way. There are going to be moments that are really grueling and tough, and you've got to dig deep, moments where you just can't have another goo. And I think at the end of the day, it's a conglomerate experience of emotions and physicality and testing your mental capacity and just getting to know yourself in different parts of the race.
And different parts of your body, I'm pretty sure, as well.
Very much so.
Emmanuel, how much for you is it mental and how much is it physical?
Absolutely. I think it's physical it's physical the entire way, but there's at some point at which the human body was not built to run that distance, and it all kicks in. The mind starts becoming the ultimate muscle to get you across the line. For me this year, I started out pretty fast because I thought, if you don't go out with everything, which is exactly the opposite of what everyone tells you to do, but, you know, being an intellectual Jewish male, I know exactly how to do things. So I started out and I held on pretty far, but until about 55 Ks, at which point I had to reevaluate my decisions and do a bit of walking and introspection. And that's when the mind kicks in. It's really, you know, a marathon. Not many people have run a marathon, but people run marathons. You get over the line, that's it. And this is the double marathon plus. So once you get over that marathon line and you hit the 50s and the 60s, you really have to go deep, dig deep, and start thinking about pushing yourself. And that's where the mental aspect starts kicking in.
So I know every time I drive through KwaZulu-Natal, I always admire the Midlands and how incredibly beautiful it is and think, my dear Lord, I don't think I'd like to be running this at all. Do you take in the beauty of it as it, or are you focused 100% on the run?
So for me, I definitely do take the terrain into consideration. I feel it's a nice distraction. And as Emmanuel mentioned, like, you can run to 60 kilometers. It's from 60 to 90. So maybe from 60 to 90, I'm not really observing my surroundings. It's very much an introspective time and dealing with my mental space. But I did definitely appreciate all the scenic spots that were recommended to look out for. And yeah, on all the races, I think that it is the pleasure of appreciating where you are in the world and what's around you.
And in terms of doing it, because I'm gathering you've also done it before.
I have, Sharice. Yeah. This was my third.
So both of you, it's your third. Does it get?
It's my eighth. Yeah.
Haley's a professional.
Dan's done two.
So in terms of it being your third, does it get harder in a way because you know what you have to do, or does it get easier because you know you've done it before?
That I think the human mind is very fickle. So within a week, and I think we're hitting that point, you start thinking, wow, I can't get, I can't wait for the next one. But the reality is that every year is a different year, and they say it's all about race day. You can train as hard as you want. You can be better than you were last year. It's all about the day. Did you hydrate correctly? What's the weather like? How do you feel? So I think you just go in there every single race, given that I've only run three, just expecting, you know, to have a hard day. And I don't necessarily think it gets easier or harder. It's just what takes place.
I have so many more questions, but I have to wrap up. And Dan, you said there were 38 runners that ran for Malkaela Fertility Fund. How did they do and what was collected?
I'll jump in there. So currently the Malkaela Fund is raised just over R1 million, which is a significant amount of money. The target they were aiming to get was 1.3 million. So we're hoping that all the listeners, on the back of the amazing stories and info that they're hearing today, will jump in and support. It is available to donate on their website. Out of the 38 runners, to my knowledge, all of them finished. It was a fantastic day. Malkaela hosted a small dinner afterwards just to celebrate and congratulate all the runners. and we all got together and shared our war stories. And it's fantastic. It's across all, you know, across all spectrums of the Jewish nation. We have older, younger, male, female, and it was really just a great day for all of us to be out there for a cause, supporting something that's really meaningful, and it was fantastic all around.
Yeah, I think having kids is a legacy for life. I think it's your footprint. So for those that aren't able to and are able to be facilitated in the journey, I think it's the biggest gift you can bless someone with.
Well, I think it's absolutely amazing what you did. I'd like to, again, have you back again to talk a little bit more about what went into it. But thank you so much and well done. And well done to Malka Ella Fertility Fund. That was Dan Stillerman, Haley Poger, and Emmanuel Gerson talking about comrades and running for a cause.